This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Purdue is moving to a new application system for first-year students. It's called the Common Application, and it goes into effect this fall. Joining me to talk about it and what it means for prospective students is Mitch Warren, Director of Admissions for Purdue. Thanks for coming in, Mitch.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is the Common Application?
The Common Application essentially is a streamlined application process for high school students, and it's actually been around for decades. A student essentially completes one online application and then has the capability to send her or his application to multiple institutions through this streamlined process and at one portal, if you will. There are currently over 500 other institutions to use it, including three other current Big Ten institutions that utilize the Common Application. Additionally, the Common Application offers services to help streamline the process for high school counseling staff, often referred to as high school guidance counselors, which helps in the high schools as well.
So why was the decision made to go to this for Purdue?
Sure. The Common Application actually is an extremely student-friendly process. This provides students a, if you will, free organizational tool for college applications. Students have the ability to submit and track applications to different colleges on one interface and essentially really enables the high school seniors to focus on what is important as they complete their high school careers. And that, of course, is preparing for college. High school seniors have taken rigorous curriculums, involved in several co-curricular activities, often are leaders in their schools or in their communities, sometimes have part-time jobs. And, yeah, in the meantime, have to make a major decision on where to pursue their education for the next 4 years. So instead of students filling out 10 different, as an example, applications with the basics, name, John Doe, address, 111 Stadium Mall Drive, West Lafayette, et cetera, the Common Application is a one-stop shop for students to complete the redundant information that every application requests. And instead, they fill it out once and click the various institutions to which they want to apply.
So this is all online. How do students get to it?
Not much has changed with where they can find it. The application will be live on August 1st. Students can certainly find it at the admissions.purdue.edu website by searching Purdue Application or by searching Common Application. An apply link on the Purdue admissions site will direct students straight to the Common Application website.
And then what happens once they're there at that website?
Students would create an account with a username and password. They are able to make changes at any point that they want. They log in, and out of this application, they are able to check the status of their applications at each of the institutions they have chosen. When creating an account, the Common Application will verify their email, and then the student is able to navigate within the Common Application. To apply at Purdue, students search through colleges and select Purdue either by name or location. At this point, the Common Application loads all the necessary information a student needs to apply to Purdue. They provide the student with a dashboard specific to Purdue on the materials completed and the materials still yet to be completed for submission. So it's a dynamic process. The information available for another institution could be quite different. The process is similar for each institution to which the student is applying.
What materials does the Common Application ask students to submit?
These materials essentially are the same that students have submitted to Purdue for a number of years. All materials can be completed online through the Common Application, and they include the Common Application question, all of the basic information we talked about earlier, name, address, parent, guardian, et cetera. Purdue-specific question, because we admit directly to academic colleges or majors, if you will, here at Purdue, we need to know the major or college to which the student is applying. For example, English within the College of Liberal Arts, biology within the College of Science, for example. There is an essay. The Common Application offers the student a choice of five different essay topics from which they need to choose one. The essay must be in length between 250 and 650 words. And quite honestly, I love that the Common Application refers to 650 as the maximum word limit, not necessarily the goal. There is an additional Purdue writing sample. The writing sample for Purdue includes a short answer question of 100 words or fewer, and students are asked to tell us what life goals Purdue will help them achieve and how. This, of course, could be the university as a whole or their intended major. A letter of recommendation is required as part of the common application process. However, the letter does not necessarily have to come from the student's high school counselor. Often it does, but that isn't a requirement. We will also accept recommendations from teachers or non-academic recommendations from whoever might have a greater knowledge of the applicant. Could be a part-time supervisor in a work situation, perhaps somebody from a religious background, could be somebody who's supervised through some voluntary activity in the community as well. Of course, we need the transcript or transcripts if the student has attended by chance more than one high school, and a payment of $60.
Is that application fee going to Purdue? Does Purdue have one now? I don't even know.
There is an application fee now, and that application fee is specific to Purdue. So students who might choose multiple institutions would have the likelihood of paying application fees at each of those institutions.
So how does the student know that they've completed everything that they needed to and that it's getting to Purdue?
A student will know that they've completed the application through what's called the student dashboard in the Common Application Online, which shows each of the colleges or universities in the student's My Colleges list and whether components have been submitted or not. Purdue, of course, requires the common application, the Purdue questions, the writing supplement. Once Purdue receives all of the components, we'll send a Purdue-specific login ID and personal identification number so that students may track their application status, including our receipt of the transcripts and test scores. And by that, I mean the SAT or the ACT through Purdue's online application.
So August 1st, this is going live. Does this change any of your deadlines as far as accepting or getting the applications from students?
Only slightly. And if there's only one date and one portion of this interview that families and students remember, it would be this. The early action deadline is November 1st, 2013. Again, November 1st, 2013. That is an incredibly important deadline. If you want to be considered for merit-based scholarships and for possible inclusion in the Purdue Honors College, as well as a firm application as a deadline for nursing, the on-campus veterinary technology program as well. Purdue admits on a rolling basis after the early action deadline with priority consideration deadline of February 1st. Applicants who meet the early action deadline will have a decision when we are first releasing those decisions after 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Friday, December 13th, and decisions will be released daily thereafter as they are made.
November 1st, that still gives 3 months.
Correct.
It seems like plenty of time. So real quick in review, what's the key then that students need to be aware of if they want to apply to Purdue?
They can begin working on the letter of recommendation now, if they're, especially as somebody outside the high school setting, they might be requesting a letter from. The application will be available in early August. Students don't have to rush and complete it on August 1st or 2nd or 4th. But once the username and password are created, they would search for Purdue, complete all the necessary pieces on the dashboard for Purdue, and of course any other institutions they might be considering, and make absolutely certain if they want to be considered for merit-based scholarships, the Honors College, the early action decision, make sure they have the application in and complete by November 1st. And then all decisions will be released after 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Friday, December 13th.
From an administrative point of view, does this really streamline things for you in the admissions office?
To some degree, it does. It also helps us be more in line with some of the other institutions to which students are applying, so that the process that we are explaining and walking students and families through is incredibly similar to that at the other institutions they're considering as well.
Mitch Warren, Director of Admissions at Purdue, thanks so much and good luck with this rollout.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.